This is the OCML Podcast.
Enjoy local music.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is John Safari, and welcome to the OCML Podcast. This is episode 9. We're going to be talking about homelessness and art. I am joined here by Kevin Martin.
Hey.
And David Martinez.
Yo, what's up?
So just to give you a slight background, something that we're not really going to touch on in this episode, but part of why this stuck out for us as something that we needed to do is that we have, well, Kevin and I have both at different points been homeless and know the struggle. So with that, we decided, you know, to do a Thanksgiving feast after experiencing those different things ourselves. And when we went over to the Civic Center in Santa Ana in Orange County here in California, we saw a way bigger epidemic than we had even seen being three blocks away at our office space in downtown Santa Ana. I think that first day we fed about 250 people.
Sounds about right. I remember that. I remember doing a show at Diego's and taking a stroll down Civic Center and just checking out the environment, the local spaces out there. And I came across the Walk of Shame. I call it the Walk of Shame, but they call it the Walk of Honor in Santa Ana. And I remember just going past there and seeing several hundred people just
lined up and in a straight line and everything, too.
Yeah, no, just lying down in every nook and cranny they could, just huddling up for warmth. And I remember just going, oh, crap, what's going on over here? And that was kind of my eye opener to the homeless situation in Santa Ana. I never realized how bad it was up until that night.
Yeah, I mean, neither did I. And, you know, being in downtown, you see the, you see a little bit of it, but it never seemed like it was that bad. We found out from going out there that's because they don't like to leave their area because they get their stuff stolen and, you know, a bunch of other factors that go into that. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. So we've done quite a few things. We got something going on right now that's been going on for a few weeks at a couple of different venues and bars around Orange County. I know we have Knuckleheads in San Clemente, the Carmen Bar in Laguna Niguel, the Doll Hut in Anaheim, the Huddle in Costa Mesa, and the 4th Street Market in downtown Santa Ana. And we've had a box set up there for the past couple of weeks.
You forgot my day job. We have a box set up at A-Plus College Textbooks,
you know,
across
what?
The street from UCI.
I forgot because we don't normally have shows there, so maybe we should have shows there sometime, Arash.
Bookstore show? Yeah,
book
we could totally
show.
Set that up.
Yeah.
We just don't tell Arash.
If a musician ever writes a book, maybe we'll just meet the two there together.
I think they have.
Yeah, well, I know Thomas has. but, you know, going back to the homelessness issue, you know, we didn't really realize how bad that situation was, you know, a couple blocks away. And our boxes that we have set up at those venues are a month-long donation effort through the local arts and all of the places that we throw shows at consistently to raise, you know, it's the holidays. We're all getting new stuff. We're going to have stuff that we don't need, shirts, jackets, you get a tent, a tarp, anything that you have that could keep somebody dry or warm that you really don't need anymore because you got new stuff. You can still, we have those boxes up until the 28th of December here. So you got about another week and a half that you can go out and drop off any of this thing, you know, anything that you got. Maybe you got something for Christmas that you don't even like and you can just give it to us new with the tag on it. You know, we'd appreciate that too. So flash forward a year of doing this outreach with our community, and we've linked up, actually kind of how we got linked up here with the LA Radio Studio where we do this podcast with the Artists United to End Homelessness. And, you know, thank you, Lee Ballinger, who you can also check out his podcast, Love and War, on Mondays on the same station here.
Love and War?
Yeah. So
sounds exotic.
It's all over the place. And Lee's a very intelligent man, and actually how we got introduced to Mike here at the studio.
It's like raccoons having sex, it sounds like. It's just brutal and intimate at the same time.
Oh, boy. So with the Artists United to End Homelessness Project, the goal is to unify the arts effort and use the voice and the platform that we have with the arts and with music to give back to the community, raise awareness, and actually elicit some kind of lasting change. I was lucky enough to be reached out to by Phil and our buddy Jason, who works over at the 4th Street Market. And we shot a little short film over the last week while we were out. We just did our homeless feeding get together where we had food, clothing, snacks, hygiene kits, shoes, jackets, a little bit of everything. There was a kids area so that some of the less fortunate families in the area could come out. And we shot a little film kind of documenting the process and why a few of us individuals are so compelled to continue to push this, I guess you could say, widespread compassion throughout our community, through our art and our platform that we have built with our voices. So that's something that for me, I think art is really here to do. I think music and art is here to bring people together. And I mean, if you've ever had a bad time or going through something hard in your life, I know that music has gotten me through a lot of those in mine. And I feel like I think we can all relate to that statement. So taking that a step further and consciously using your art to give back to your community is really when you can stand out as more than just, you know, some guy standing on the stage. You can be somebody that brings people together for a greater good of, you know, showing that the skull, you know, the color of your skin or the situation that you may be in doesn't make you any less human than the person that's sitting next to you. And through musical events, music festivals, and shows that I've been to, I've been able to see people that would have never talked to each other for any other reason become best friends through music and through the atmosphere and the environment that, you know, we have the ability to create in the position that we are in. And so being able to work with the Artists United and Homelessness, which you can find on Facebook and on the web at AUEH.org. I believe I got that right. It's just the acronym if I got it wrong.
Had one job, John. One job.
This is why you don't give me jobs. So we've done a lot of cool stuff with the Artists United and Homelessness so far, and it is just beginning. I think we just really launched the page a week ago, and so it'll be about a month ago when this podcast airs.
I like the dude that paints pictures of homeless people.
Yes, Brian Peterson. He does the Faces of Santa Ana. And there's already something up there, an article from last month when he did a art show in Tustin. And we had somebody come out and do a photo, like a photo blog. Brian's been going out through outreach and actually painting pictures of our homeless brothers and sisters over there and working with them individually to help them through their situations and get them off the street, all the while selling the art, you know, the paintings and the prints that he makes of them in order to help aid them in their situation. It's really some really inspiring stuff to be around other people that have been able to create more with their art to help other people that are in need. And to see those people then be at those events 6 months to 8 months after, you know, being able to get help and be off the street and no longer be an alcoholic and be able to feel like they're a part of something bigger. I mean, that's just motivation that I think, you know, through this Artists United and Homelessness effort that we are doing, we are really going to be able to show how far a little bit of compassion can go and a little bit of giving back and how long, you know, people who want to get out of that situation and they need a hand, once they get that hand, they can flourish.
It's amazing to think that even the smallest thing that you do as a person, like coming in and even donating a jacket. If you think of it this way, it's the person that jacket goes to, that person's not spending that money that they have gathered up, begged for, earned, or worked for. It's them actually just – you're saving them that money. That's money that can go to food. That's money that can go into other things to keep them warm, to keep them clean, to get them a haircut so that when they finally get that job lineup, it's there.
And that's something that we kind of ran into while doing our event this past weekend. We had a lot of stuff and a lot of people that wanted to help, but we were off-site at a church venue that was about 12 blocks away from where everybody's actually at in the Civic Center. And, you know, I was really super proud of the team that came out, and we just adapted and threw everything into all of the trucks and cars that we had and just drove it down the street. And there was a couple other groups out there, and just to see the the arts community give back. I don't know. I kind of get speechless there for a minute because that's one of our biggest messages, you know. And
now, when you say other groups, was it like a battle for territory? Like, this is our feeding ground? Or was everybody just like, you're here to do this? Like, here, set up so us add to the
actually,
line, or what?
Actually, when we showed up there, there was another guy. He had, like, it was just him with his son just doing stuff out their trunk. And he was there to give coffee to everybody, you know, including, like, so mainly he was giving coffee to all of us that were there, you know, helping give stuff out because we were the ones running around out of energy going nuts. And I grabbed his phone number, and he's going to be involved with us in the future. And you know, just to see, I've never seen that street so crowded. It's actually when I went down there on Thanksgiving Day to do some hygiene kits with one of the younger groups of kids that's been out there pushing their music and the compassion in the community. And I think being a part of the Artist United and homelessness push has really opened up my eyes a little bit more personally to finding art in, like, finding art in homelessness, where there are people out there that are musicians, and there are people out there that are poets, and you know, part of the byproduct here is going to be trying to give them a platform to feel like they're part of something bigger. That's really what I have found from my experience can get somebody out of the state of mind that kind of creates those situations, and that never-ending loop.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You know, they don't feel segregated. They don't feel isolated from the world when you bring them in to give them something worthwhile.
Well, and it's something that, you know, I'm glad that we've met the Rat Park girls, because just learning about how they got their name for their foundation and the experiment, of you know, the Rat Park experiment for drugs. And I mean, it really opens my eyes to say that, you know, all these places for rehab, when they say, you know, you're powerless over your addiction, well, they're fucking full of shit. And they're just a business that needs you to keep coming back and doesn't want you to actually get over it. You know, it's kind of like pharma and cancer. They don't really want you to get cured because then they don't make money off you consistently. So
that's going a different route.
Yeah, it's completely different, but it's actually the same thing. You're just in a different, you know, different setting. And but the arts community and local music has a lot bigger of an impact than we like to maybe admit or see. And by doing all these events and raising the awareness that just there's this many of our brothers and sisters sleeping in the street right next door, and you're not thinking about it because you don't see it, we've been able to raise a lot of awareness. And I mean, it's not directly because of us, but there's a lot of other groups out there doing this and spreading this and going to city council meetings, to the point where now we have the courtyard at the bus terminal, and we have another hotel being converted into a shelter, and I think that'll be 400 beds more in downtown Santa Ana than there were a year ago. So,
and that's something I would like to see. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm still as involved as I am, is I want to see more of an end game instead of just putting a Band-Aid on a wound.
I completely agree, which is why we've stopped doing so many feedings, because I feel like you can only put a Band-Aid on the same wound so many times. You know, it's just redundant. And, you know, going out there for me is more of raising awareness than putting a Band-Aid on it, and getting new people that haven't been out there to come out there and see and feel the problem firsthand, because that's the way that they leave with a lasting impression, where they're going to go talk about it to other people. And so the feedings that we do are really, you know, that's why we don't focus on that. Everybody thinks to go feed them, and they don't really need food. Most of them have food stamps. Then most of the people that think to go help bring them food. So what they really need is the hygiene and the clothing, bus, like a day-long bus pass. You know, they cost a couple bucks. Like, a bus pass can help them look for a job. It can help them get to things that they need to do, and things that are very, very easily often overlooked, because a lot of the help that I've seen, especially over the holiday season, which, you know, is never bad when you're coming with your intentions correct, but try to put yourself in the situation of the person that you're trying to help, and don't try to help people on your terms. Help them on their terms, or else you're not really helping them, you're just helping you. And that's something that I learned over this holiday season, was seeing a bunch of people out. They all meant well, but a lot of them didn't really think about what they were doing. They just went out there kind of to aesthetically feel better, which is still great and all, but think about the shoes that you're trying to, you know, put yourself in their shoes. Take a second and look at their perspective on the situation. I think that way we'll be able to help a lot better and a lot quicker on a more individual and compassionate basis. So there's a lot more where this came from, and we'll talk about it here again in the future in probably like 5 or 6 episodes. But until then, stay tuned every Monday to the OCML podcast. Thank you.
Thanks.
Stay connected with bands and upcoming shows at OCMusicLeague.com or OCML Events on Facebook.